Good morning, everyone. Well, this is my last week up here announcing again the start of the 90-day Bible Challenge tomorrow. I hope you're excited about it, if I am too. We've got 13 or 14 people participating, which is very exciting. For most folks, you have your supply bags already from last week, but if you'll be participating with us and you haven't gotten your orange tote from me yet, make sure we connect at the end of the service so you have everything you need to start tomorrow. And if you've been thinking about it but haven't committed yet and are interested at all or you have any questions, we still have plenty of extras. We'd love for more people to join us if anybody else wants to join us for the first 90 days of 2024, a commitment to read scripture each day. So talk to me afterwards.
Thank you. Thanks, Krista. Just to remind everyone that there are also other things happening here at Awnee Presbyterian Church. The Bible, reading the Bible together is a wonderful opportunity, again, to read the Bible together. And we all need to do that from time to time. But there are also other things going on at Awnee Presbyterian Church, too. Please make sure that you read your bulletin so that you can stay abreast of all that is happening here at Awnee Presbyterian Church, especially as we begin this new year.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the 148th chapter of the Book of Psalms, which can be found in your pew Bibles on page 546. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Today is, of course, the last day of 2023. Tomorrow begins a new calendar year. And I can think of no better way to close out the old year and to bring in the new one than to do what the psalmist calls us to do this morning, and that is to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for all the Lord has done for us throughout the last year, and praise the Lord for the Lord's grace and mercy as we enter into a new year. That's what we are called to do this morning. Praise the Lord. Isn't it a wonderful way to start things and to end things, to praise the Lord. Amen. Of course, many of us are familiar with the Hebrew word for praise, hallelujah. That's what the word praise means in Hebrew, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise Yah, praise the Lord. That's what the psalmist calls us to do this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise him, all creation. Praise the Lord, because the Lord is the creator God. And so we are called to praise. We are called to praise God. And that's what we do every Sunday morning when we come together. When we come together to worship, we praise God. We begin our worship with a hymn of praise, as we did this morning. And we end our worship also by praising and glorifying God. And we praise God throughout the service. But praising God isn't just reserved for Sunday mornings. And it's not just reserved for worship, but praising God is something that we are called to do all the time. We are called to constantly praise the Lord. In fact, that's what you and I were created for. We were created to constantly give God praise. That's our chief aim as human beings, is to glorify God, is to give God praise. So praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I recognize that perhaps that's easier said than done. You know, we human beings are moody creatures. You know, sometimes we may not feel much like praising God or doing any kind of praising at all. Perhaps it's quite easy to praise the Lord when things are going well, when we're feeling particularly blessed, when God has answered our prayers in the way we wanted God to answer them. It's easy to say hallelujah. It's easy to praise God. It's easy to feel God's blessings in those moments. But perhaps it's not so easy when things are not going well, when we're feeling overwhelmed, when our lives seem to be falling apart, when the darkness seems to be closing in on us. We don't know what to do. And yet, in those times, the psalmist says the very same thing. He says, praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give God praise. Let everything praise the Lord. Someone said that praising God is the antidote to despair. Perhaps because when we are praising God, we're taken out of ourselves, taken out of our concerns and our fears, and our attentions are elevated towards the one who really matters, and that's God. God who alone is worthy to be praised. I was reading something this week about St. Francis of Assisi during a particularly difficult moment in his life when he was in a very despairing situation. He was nearly blind. His lungs were filled with tuberculosis. He was in constant pain. He was suffering from wounds in his hands and his feet and his side. The house where he was staying was infested with mice, and if that wasn't bad enough, there was constant fighting and bickering among the brothers of the order that he had founded. It seemed like everything was falling apart. His whole world was collapsing around him. And so Francis prayed to the Lord, not for the Lord to take any of the things that he was experiencing away, but he prayed that the Lord would give him the patience to endure everything. And the Lord responded by giving him this wonderful gift. A wonderful treasure. The Lord gave him a song, a canticle called the Canticle of Creation. Francis was inspired to write this beautiful, powerful song, a song where he praises God for everything. He praises God for the sun, for Brother Sun, as he calls it. He praises God for Brother Moon. He praises God for all of creation. He praises God for everything. And I don't know if any of his problems were significantly alleviated, but it got him out of himself towards praising the Lord. And that's what he did constantly. He praised the Lord. He gave praise to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Creator God. Praise God, for he alone is worthy to be praised. You know, we don't praise God because we want something from God. We don't praise God because we're seeking to manipulate God for our own purposes. I know sometimes that's a temptation. We praise God because we want something from God, just like sometimes we're tempted to praise people because we want something from people. We're trying to manipulate them. But we don't praise God because we're trying to manipulate God. We praise God simply for God being God, simply for God being who God is. We praise God because he is the creator of all things. Frederick Buechner once said that praising God is not so much about paying God compliments, but it's about paying attention. Paying attention to the beauty of creation, paying attention to the overflowing of creation. Have you ever just taken the time to pay attention to all of creation? To all the wondrous things that God has created, the big things and the small things. You know, every fall I try to pay attention. Fall is one of my favorite times of year until spring, and then spring is my favorite time of year. But I love the fall. I love to see the changing of the colors. I try to pay attention to it. I want to see it, and because it's such a beautiful time of year. Same with the spring. In the springtime, when the trees and everything is budding and the flowers come out, you want to pay attention because I'm afraid I'm going to miss it. But all of creation is like that. All of creation is overflowed with the beauty of God, with the miracle of creation, the miracle of life. You know, people try or desire, want to go other places. People are trying to, you know, get out of the world and fly to other places, building spaceships to other places, other worlds. Some of us Christians want to go to other worlds. We want to go to heaven. We want to go somewhere else. But we haven't even adequately paid attention to this wonderful, beautiful world that God created, because if we paid attention to this wonderful world, we would be constantly praising God, because that's what God calls us to do, to praise the Lord. Let everyone praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are constantly called to praise God. You know, we human beings are not the only ones who are called to praise God, as we heard from the psalm, but all of creation is called to praise the Lord. You know, one of the elements of our worship is doxology. The doxology, we said that this morning as well. Doxology means praise, it means glory. And we sang that, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's what we're about, praise. That's what we do here, praise. That's what we're called to do with all of our lives, praise, to praise the Lord. And that's what Psalm 148 is. It's a series of doxologies in which all of creation is praising God. Everything from the heavenly bodies all the way down to the earth, to the creeping things on the face of the earth, the mountains, the trees, the wind, the fire, the creeping things. Everything is called to give God praise. Everything is called to say hallelujah. Everything is called to praise the Lord. You know, every once in a while, there's reported on the news, you know, something about, you know, how we human beings, because of advanced technology are able to hear things that we weren't able to hear before. Several years ago, we were talking about two spacecraft that were able to pick up the audible sounds of what was not being, was able to be heard from before. They were able to pick up the sounds of radio waves, and it sounded like birds chirping, and they were saying that even these radio waves are praising God. They're giving God praise. All of creation gives God praise. I love those places in the Bible where creatures are constantly praising God, like in the book of Revelation, where human beings and angels and strange creatures are all before the throne, and that's what they're doing. They're constantly praising God. Praise God. All honor and glory and might belong to God, belong to the Lamb. And of course, in the Christmas season, we read in Luke where the angels, the great heavenly chorus, is constantly breaking out in praise, praising God. It's easy to see how we human beings can praise God. It's easy to see how angels can praise God. It's even easy to see how even animals might give praise to God. I mean, every morning I wake up and you hear the birds chirping and singing their songs, and you're saying they're praising God. But I often wonder how can inanimate objects praise the Lord? You know, how can the sun praise the Lord? How can the moon praise the Lord? How can fire praise the Lord? How can a snowflake praise the Lord? They don't breathe. You know, Psalm 150 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. But the sun doesn't have breath. The moon doesn't have breath. They're not conscious of themselves. How can they praise the Lord? Well, everything praises the Lord simply by being what God created them to be. The sun praises the Lord simply by radiating heat and energy and light. That's what God created it to be. That's what God created it to do. And in doing so, it praises God. Every day we see the sun come up and we see the sun go down, but that's what it's doing constantly. It's praising God simply by being what it's called to do. The moon praises the Lord simply by being affixed to its place near the earth and radiating the light of the sun. Trees praise the Lord simply by being trees. If the sun stopped being what God created it to be, then lights are out for all of us. If trees stopped being what God created them to be, we would all be in trouble. Same with the moon. Someone posted something on Facebook this week, and they were asking a question. They asked what would happen if something happened to the moon, and various answers were given in the comment section. Some people said, you know, there would be no more ocean tides, no more tides coming in, no more tides going out. Other people said that it would affect the rotation of the earth. The rotation of the earth would change. All kinds of answers were given, and I'm not a scientist. I don't know, have no idea. It would be a horrible thing, but one thing I do know, if something happened to the moon, there would be one less heavenly body to give God praise. Because everything praises God simply by being what it was created to be. And you know, that's true of all of us as well. We praise God constantly by simply being what God created us to be. You know, we are often in awe of creation. We are often in awe of the sun, and we're often in awe of the mountains and the ocean. We like to go to the ocean. We like to see the power of the ocean. We like to go to the mountains. We stand in awe of the power of nature. Sometimes we're even tempted to worship nature, even though nature worships and praises God, but we stand sometimes in awe of nature. But you and I are creatures who are wondrously made. We're all wondrously made because you and I were created to be something awesome. You and I were created in the image of God. We were created in the image of the Creator God, the God who created the sun, the God who created the moon, the God who created the oceans, the God who created the mountains, the God who created everything. You and I were made in that image. We were made in the image of God. You don't get more awesome than that. We were created to reflect and radiate God's glory in the world. But there's something terribly tragic, because a long time ago, you and I stopped being what God created us to be. We stopped being creatures made in the image of God, and you know what the result of that is. You know what the result of that has been. It's been all the things we read about on TV, in the news. The result is war and conflict and strife and coldness and loneliness and greed and indifference. It's all the things we read about. But that's what makes this season such good news. Because on this season, we are reminded that God has not left us to ourselves, that God has not left us to our lostness. In this season, we are reminded that God comes in the midst of us. God comes to be with us. God comes to be with us as one of us. God comes to be a human being. God comes to be a human being, one of us, so that we too might once again come to be able to praise the Lord. The more and more we are like the Lord Jesus Christ, the more we are able to give praise to the Lord. And every time we love our neighbors, every time we extend ourselves, we are praising the Lord. Every time we get out of ourselves to help our neighbor, we are praising the Lord. Every time we seek to be peacemakers, we are praising the Lord. Every time we undertake to heal the maladies of others, we are praising the Lord. And that's what God has called us to be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let all creation praise the Lord. And especially you human beings, praise the Lord, because you are made in my image. Praise the Lord, because you are called to reflect my glory. Praise the Lord, because you represent me in the midst of all of creation. Let all of God's people this morning praise the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God, again, we ask you that as we enter into this new year, as we enter into this new season, we ask that you give us a new song, a song of praise, a song of glory. Help us to praise you not just with our breath, not just with our mouths, not just with our words, but help us to give you praise with our very lives. Help all of us to praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, we pray here this morning. Amen.